Welcome, everybody, to the Bay Area Sports Talk Show with Cody Rodriguez. I am your host, Cody Steven Rodriguez. And as I type up what's going on for today's episode on my website, we will be going on today talking about both teams that played last night, the Sharks and the Warriors, and both, well, one team had an epic loss. And then the other team was almost there but couldn't find a way to get the puck in the net. That would be the Sharks. And then I'm gonna just go on and talk about tomorrow's show when we're gonna do our baseball special, because it'll be officially spring training with pitchers catchers reporting tomorrow. We'll talk about the Giants, we'll talk about the A's, and see what you guys think about it, and we'll go from there. But first thing first, let me type this up. Hold on. Thai Sharks and Warriors, as both teams played last night and previous Mondays. I'll do this later. Alright, so let's start with the Sharks. Sharks, we all know, lost 1-0 in a shootout about once again. It was like our fourth shootout. We're probably good at that. And, let's see. Well, the first period, it would start off who was in net. Mike Smith was back in for Phoenix, and Niemi was in for San Jose. Both teams coming off big losses against Chicago. And this is the first game that Brent Burns came back. Now, I will say this. I screwed up on two things. The first thing was saying that the game was starting at 7 o'clock. My bad. The game started at 1. I didn't notice until after I published the podcast, and I got a text message saying it sets at 1 o'clock. I'm like, well, there goes that. but everyone got the same message. And then also, too, I said Brent Burns, if the Sharks won, don't be surprised if Brent Burns is the reason why. Oh, God, I was so freaking stupid on that one. But I don't know. It just seemed like the defense is more better with Brent Burns in it. You know, they had to send Matt Arron back to Rochester, which sucked. I actually liked Matt Arron, and actually thought that the Sharks should have sent Douglas Murray down or released him and keep Matt Arron, because Douglas Murray is just, in my opinion, he hasn't really been doing anything, and that's just me. You guys could say something different, tell me, and say, Cody, you're a fucking retard. Why would you say that? Just let me know. This is why you guys are listening to this. This is why you guys hate me. the first period wasn't really anything. Seth Smith got a save, a big save that when the Sharks are adding more pressure to him. And then in the first game, everything started to pick up, but it wasn't enough. And the game was at 0-0. Sharks and Phoenix are tied with shots on goal 9-9. Second period, there was a bunch of penalties. The San Jose had two penalties, and Phoenix had three, I think. No, one, two. So it was two penalties. Dan Boyle was the first one with a slash, but then Larson got a boarding penalty 1 minute later. So that was a 30-second straight penalty kill from San Jose. Then Jason Demers gets a holding penalty 15 minutes into the game, but we killed that. So that's a 33rd power kill stuff straight for San Jose. So I don't know what the record is for the most power kills killed straightly in a row. If anyone knows, tell me. But I think we're pretty good right now, killing all these penalties. And then Kelsla for Phoenix got a roughing penalty, like 19 minutes into the game, into the second period. So we didn't really, really get to do anything on that one. But Phoenix and San Jose score is still the same. Shots on goal was Phoenix at 16 and San Jose at 15. And then we're going back and forth. It's as if the shots on goal are all the same in terms of scores. So, I mean, everything's good. And then for the third period, nothing on the power play for San Jose, as I said, for the Kessel one. And then a penalty for Phoenix for Gordon for a delay game with 3 minutes into the game. And we didn't do anything on that. And a penalty for Phoenix on Doan for delay game. I think I said that right. I probably butchered that. But for delay game, 10 minutes into the game, we didn't do anything on that. So we're going power killing, but so were Phoenix, as you can tell with their defense. And the game was at 1-0. We're going back to overtime. It's not a 5-3 loss, we're not losing badly. We're actually, it looks like we're back into it. Niemi is doing good. Shots on goal escalated. In the third period, Phoenix only had 3. The Sharks had 15, so the shots on goal was 30-19. We're putting the pressure on Mike Smith. We just can't capitalize. We can't find a way to get the puck behind it, behind him. It's impossible for some reason. In overtime, nothing went out really. Just Brett Burns got a slashing penalty, 20 seconds left in the period in overtime. They killed that. So that would be 34, technically. 34 penalty kills straight. So that's pretty good. That's not bad. In a shootout, it was the fourth shootout for San Jose, the second time they actually faced against Phoenix. And, fun fact, every time there's been four shootouts in the last 6 meetings with Phoenix. So it's like Phoenix and San Jose just have either top goaltenders or top defenses when they face each other. And, you know, with Mike Smith, the way he's been performing, I'm not shocked. If you're the Sharks and you're going to the playoffs, you better hope that in the first round you're not facing the Phoenix Coyotes, because they showed it last year that Mike Smith is the heart and soul of this team, and you can't get past them. I still think to this day that Phoenix should have won the Western Conference Finals, and they probably would have won the Stanley Cup against New Jersey. But that's just me. For San Jose, they sent out Hanzus, Shepherd, and Burns, but Burns didn't really get a shot because it ended with two goals. I'm not even going to say these fucking names. These are not even names I can pronounce. But Phoenix scored the first 2 shots. It was all top shelf against Niemi, as Niemi was blocking downwards. So the game ended 1-0 as a shootout. Sharks get a point, but Phoenix gets 2 points. So if everything works out, we at least get our first point in a while. The top performer of the game to me was obviously Mike Smith. Mike Smith had 33 saves against San Jose. If you could block that many shots with the defense that Phoenix has, then that's saying something. Mike Smith is a pretty good goaltender. Everyone doesn't look at him. Everyone looks at people like Tim Thomas or Lundqvist. You guys gotta watch out for Mike Smith. He is really good, and from what I've seen, not the Chicago game, but for this game, he was pretty good. Penalties wise, Phoenix led the penalties with 4-3. Anthony Niemi had 22 saves, but top former Mike Smith. If the next time you face Phoenix, it's going to be troublesome, because I think if you face them in Phoenix now, and that's going to be tough to face against Smith. But hopefully we can bounce back. Now we've lost a total of, 3-4 straight games now? So it's just, the Sharks have to find a way to win a game, get back on the board, and forget about the whole Patrick Marleau two multi-goal streak going on, or the streak that they had, because they need to start winning games now. It's a short season, and it's not like, oh, it's only November, we have like till March to kick it up. No. It's a short season, it's February, season's almost over technically. You're going to have to step it up. So next game, Monday at 4 p.m., I'm right this time. I checked. The time, I am right. 4 p.m. at Columbus against the Blue Jackets. That should be a good game. If we don't get our first win there, if that's not our first game, our first win, I don't know what I'll do. I'll wear a tutu to an A's game. I'm saying that now. If the Sharks do not win at Columbus Monday night, I will wear a tutu to an A's game. Anyone who listens, hears that, record that, and play it to me when they lose, and then I'll wear a tutu. Next game, the Warriors face against Dallas, and I was walking to this game thinking, the Golden State, they're going to win. They're going to get their first win in a while, too. It's been a bad bad week. Excuse me. It's been a bad week for just Bay Area in general. With the Niners losing, and then you have Golden State losing multiple games in a row along with the Sharks, and people are just pushing a panic button. They're like, do this, fire this person. I'm like, calm down. We'll get it back eventually. Scoring wise, all the quarters, Dallas was led them by multiple digits, except for the third quarter when Golden State was actually leading in scoring. Jared Jack was out again along with Andrew Bogut. And the final score, I'll say the final score for Knox. I don't want to say it at the end because it is just a depressing score. 116-91 at Dallas. Dallas won that game. Golden State, here's a fun fact again, another fun stat. Golden State only shot for 38% that whole game, with Klay having 11 points going 4 for 14, and Curry had 18 points going 8 for 23. I don't know, and I think like David Lee had like 10 points and 6 rebounds. I don't know what's going on, honestly, with this team, but it's sort of pissing me off because now we're looking like the Warriors that we're used to every year. It's like, oh, we're just losing by multiple digits, and then we're going on this losing streak, and then we're not going to make the playoffs again, and something stupid. We need to win some games somehow. It's like the Clippers are on a down surge. They're losing games right now. I'm actually watching them right now against New York, and I think they're about to lose too. And, you know, it's just, there's so many opportunities, especially the last game when you faced Memphis. You beat them, you go into fifth place into the Western Conference standings, but you don't capitalize. You just sit there with your thumbs up your asses, and then you lose. And then you're going to keep going down the board until it's going to be only one team in the Pacific Division making the playoffs, and that's going to be the Clippers. Because there's no way the Lakers are making it. And if the Warriors keep on playing like this, there's no way they're going to make it unless they make the 8th seed, and we have to play the Spurs in the first round. They will probably lose that. So I don't know. But one good positive note from the game, besides that Golden State turned it over 16 times, good job, that Damon Green fell short for his first double double. That's actually not that bad. He had 8 points for 9 rebounds, which is It's not freaking 20 points from a rookie, but, you know, it's something. It's something positive to look at in the future. But Damon Green, he looks pretty good. I like him. I like him and Harrison Barnes a lot. And so I like the squad. It's just they need to step up. And thank God we're getting off this bad road trip, and we're going back home Tuesday night against Houston in Oracle. Maybe we can step up with the home crowd there and win. But who knows? The top performer I had, I need to go back on my computer. The top performer I had was, come on, NBA.com. All right, there you go. First of all, my top performer of the game was Sean Marion. He had a season high, I believe, of points today. Oh, last night, actually. With 26 points, going 11 for 16, which and 2 for 3 from 3-point land, which isn't bad. It's better than what we had. But that's my top performer of the game. I'm not gonna say, oh, you know, Damon Green is my top performer of the game. No, you lost. You lost badly. So I have to pick the winning team right now as a top performer. And there you go. To Sean Marion. Sean Marion is my top performer of the game right now. Yeah, that's basically it. None of the teams are playing today, I believe. I don't think so. Let me check. Golden. No, they're not playing. I just said they're playing Tuesday against Houston, so no. So, there's no one's really playing tonight. Today is basically an off day. With the website I have going on right now on Weebly, my own website, I'm still trying to keep that up to date along with this podcast, but I'd be on this podcast a lot more than my website, because I feel like my podcast is really what I'm trying to get to my career-wise. It's just the website was something I was getting into. And now the people who actually read my website, I'll promise I'll try to keep it up to date with scores and everything on what's going on. But mostly I'll be on my podcast. I'll be on my shows. And that's where you go hear sports from me, if you really like me that much. But basically then, and then tomorrow's show, it will be a preview. I swear I'll go 50-50. I'll go 50 minutes for the show for the Giants and 50 minutes for the A's. I won't be biased like some radio stations who, like, they'll go 80% for the Giants and 20% for the A's, or 90% for the Giants and 10% for the A's. I will go 50-50. So both fan bases are happy. So that'll be tomorrow's show. I'll talk about previews and who I have playing, who I have starting right now for the Giants and for the A's. And then I'll try to get you guys involved with it. Again, follow me on Twitter, at ConfusedCodes20. I have, I still have to put the link in the description yesterday. I didn't. But, yeah, follow me there. I'll be asking questions throughout today. Say for tomorrow's show about what you think the Giants are going to do or the A's are going to do. And then I'll try to have you guys' opinions on it. And then whoever responds, and it's basically whoever responds. It's not like, oh, whoever has the best tweet. No, it's whoever responds, really, because no one is going to respond to any of my crap. So whoever responds to it, you are definitely going to be on the show. And I'll say your name. I'll be like, so-and-so said this, and then they want to see the Giants do this, or so-and-so said this, and Billy should go do this, you know? So I'll have you guys on the show through that right now. And for the people who respond, I promise you guys will get some airtime. And that's going to be it for today. A short podcast, you know, two losses. There's not really, I could go on for 30 minutes about that. I don't even want to talk about it, but I have to. And that's going to be basically it. Giants Fan Fest was yesterday. That looked like hell, so thank God I wasn't there. But I know some friends who were there, so just hands down, the A's Fan Fest was better. But oh, I'm going to get a lot of crap for that. So for now, my name is Kurt Rodriguez. I will be logging off today. You can catch me on Twitter, catch me on Facebook. And I hope you guys have a good, was it Sunday? Good Sunday. Yeah, there you go. And I'll see you guys tomorrow with the A's Giants special. Spring training starts tomorrow. Woo!